football on Off the Ball.
There is no template for success in a big tournament. Some teams start well, finish well. Other teams start dreadfully and finish very, very well. There is no template. In this particular case, though, it couldn't have gone much better than it did last night for England.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Panigan. On today's episode, Rovers bounce back, Pats continue their title push, Dundalk jump to third, and Galway open temporary stay on a high. But first, Shelburne claw their way back in the second half to earn a point against 8th place Drogheda United. Harry Wood opened the scoring early on, but the Louth side took the lead soon after through Thomas Alua and Mark Doyle. It was Shelburne's starman Wood who made 2-2 midway through the second half, ensuring honours were even at Sullivan and Lamb Park. Drogheda United manager Kevin Doherty spoke to LOI TV following the match about captain Ryan Brennan.
We were lucky not to score. Look, again, Ryan, again, like captain, fantastic. Was probably going to take him off, and then Farrell got injured, and Jason had his little cramp, so he's just absolutely excellent for us. But we need leaders all over the park. Because again, everything went a little, again, when they were on top in the second half, it went a little bit flat, and I thought the players needed to lift the whole place, and they did. So, creating those chances, unlucky, you'd probably back him to score, all right, but his performance was magnificent, and we wouldn't have got anything if he hadn't played the way he did.
The Boyne side is now sitting in 8th place on 19 points, just 3 off the promotion relegation spot, while Shells stay on 30 points in 5th place. St Patrick's Athletic left it very late at home to Sligo Rovers to earn their second win on the bounce since the international break. The match was heading for a stalemate until the Saints dealt a double blow with captain Joe Redmond and Chris Forrester scoring in injury time. Vinnie Perth was alongside Stephen Doyle for a live and exclusive commentary, and it is to say following full time.
Sligo Rovers, it was a tremendous performance from them. I did mention to you earlier, like, John Russell really is down to bare bones with his squad. We've seen it so many times where he's been in that situation, coming to Dublin and still getting 3 points. He did it against Bohemians, he did it against Shamrock Rovers. John Russell must have felt that at least his side would get a point here tonight, and I'd say he's bitterly disappointed they haven't.
Yeah, real heartbreak from a couple of moments didn't go the way. On the counter-attack, they're absolutely outstanding. You know, you look at the young players, McElroy at centre-half, really good. Will Fitzgerald, for whatever reason, had to come out of his attacking position, and that gave the impetus back to Pats in the last 10-15 minutes. Sam Sargent done really well. Asua won the battle, more or less, against Albazetti. They feel really sorry for themselves. McManus in that midfield, they were really good. And again, it was a great game of football. Really well refereed as well. Referee going off and getting a few plaudits as well. No harm in that. Sligo played the park, but Pats are keeping knocking on the door, and they're not letting Shamrock Rovers get away from them.
Stephen Doyle later called up a Pats manager, Stephen Kenny, who talked about recent Republic of Ireland call up Keane Levy.
He was injured last season. He got a bad injury in pre-season, a tackle, and you know, he's our number 10, and I gave him a book on Maradona, and and told him to, you know, to watch his control and how he plays and how he looks and how he sees the game and how he dribbles. And Keane's a terrific dribbler, but what the difference is this time is that he's he's added goals and assists to his game, which he needed to, and he understood that. He's very honest in his appraisal of himself, and so he's been outstanding, and we're delighted to have him.
Stephen also spoke to Sligo manager John Russell, who had this to say about the loss.
Yeah, look, we're trying to catch the teams above us. We're very objective, and it's performance based with us. You know, tonight, did we play well? Yeah, we did. If we continue to play that way and be brave in possession and out of possession, like we press Pats high up the pitch and the restart, I think they struggle to get a rhythm into their game. You know, each week, I know games can take a life of their own, but if we continue to play the way we are, we've shown it year after year, we get stronger as the season goes on. We will win games playing that way. I know I'm going to strengthen the windows coming around the corner. We haven't scored enough goals. That's an area we need to improve on. But in terms of our general play, it's been good. We have to stick to our principles, stick to what we believe in. That was the big one for me tonight coming away. I said to the players in the dressing room, you know, it's easy to get beat 4-0 last week to Waterford and come up here and go to a back five and just say, look, we're going to defend for the night. No, we didn't do that. We took the game to Pats. We said the first half was brilliant. should we have got some for the game? Yeah, but sometimes the game punishes you.
Pats remain in second, 5 points behind leader Shamrock Rovers with the game in hand, while the Bitter Reds stay in ninth place on 19 points, five ahead of bottom place Waterford. And it is Waterford where we go next, as the Blues were unable to handle the power of the champions. Shamrock Rovers got back to winning ways last night with a 2-0 win over Waterford in the RSC. Dylan Watts picked up his third goal of the season midway through the first half, while substitute Michael Noonan added a second a few minutes before the end. Hooks manager Stephen Bradley spoke to LOI TV following the win about captain Pico Lopez's time at the World Cup and the week they've had as a team.
Yeah, like you said, Pico's the special one. Pico's what he's doing is incredible, and then he went and performed so well. We're also proud of him. Like you said, our club, but the league as a whole should be. And like, I think you'd see the support around the country for him is amazing. So hopefully now he can follow up on Sunday with a win or a draw. And like you said, tonight's the start of a three-game week for us.
Rovers maintain their league lead on 43 points, five ahead of Pats, while Waterford stay in last place on 14 points. Galway United began their stay at temporary home Pearce Stadium with an impressive win over Derry City. It was almost 0-0 for Stephen Walsh, who scored a goal in both halves before handling the ball late on, gifting Derry City a penalty which was converted by Michael Duffy. But the tribesmen held on and earned a vital 3 points, staying in 7th but crucially just one behind Derry City, who stay in 6th place. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Gareth McLean and Vinnie Peart spoke about the Candy Stripes' troubles.
The challenge is, though, Ben and Gareth, is, and this is going against everything I believe in and even saying this, but I don't know, Ben. I think you've got to ask the question. When it comes to Tiernan Lynch, it's really not a nice thing to say, but I don't think it's unfair at this stage to say he is so lucky to be still in his job now. And I don't think I've ever said that about a manager before in any walk of life, but he's very, very lucky, and things need to go his way now, Gareth, don't he, over the next few weeks, because or else the owner and people are just being pig-headed, because what they're doing is not good enough. Like, this chopping and changing, and I take Gareth's point about needing a director of football to give you sort of a pathway. But the manager is ultimately the one who signed these players, who's changed the shape, who's changed the system, who's constantly searching for stuff. So he's very, very lucky. Ultimately, I hope it works out for him. I don't wish any bad on him, but he can consider himself absolutely blessed to be still in the position.
The problem I have is, obviously, I've been close to it now for 6 or 7 seasons. Nothing much has changed, you know. The only thing that keeps changing is the manager. And when the manager gets in, they either get burnt out or they do their own thing and it ends up falling in the face. I don't mind a manager coming in, but there's got to be some sort of blueprint or foundation for him to work with. And at the minute, Derry is just not there. I don't like changing the manager either. I said last year I thought it was incredible that Tiernan was able to finish second. I thought it was a good job. But you're saying maybe not change manager. You've got to look at the whole thing. You've got to look at the bigger picture of what he's bringing to Derry City and the results that he's getting.
You can listen to the LOI pod in full in your OT podcast feeds. Galway manager John Caulfield spoke to LOI TV following the win and talked about the occasion of playing at Pearce Stadium.
Most important thing is we're here for 4 or 5 weeks. The Galway GA have been absolutely fantastic to us. All the officers, the ground staff, everyone, and they made it so easy with the transition and helped us so much during this week. But it was important tonight. We brought a lot of new people in, new families, new kids. Probably first time to see us, and hopefully they'll be back with us in a few weeks' time against.
At Dalyman Park, it was a battle of 3rd versus 4th as Dundalk took all 3 points up the M1 with a win over Bohemians. Keane Byrne opened the scoring for the hosts early on, but Danny Mullen levelled the match soon after. But it was Owen Kenny who started with a superb goal in the second half, giving the lead to the visitors. Declan McDade saw red late on due to an off-the-ball challenge, but the visitors held on to ensure that the Lady Whites leapfrogged Bowes and moved into 3rd place. In the First Division, Athlone Town and Wexford played out a 2-all draw. Bray Wanderers beat Longford Town comfortably 5-2. Cove Ramblers won 3-1 over Finn Harps. Cork City put 4 past Treaty United at home. And Kerry came away from Dublin with a 1-0 win over UCD. The Women's Premier Division is back today, and at 3 o'clock Cork City hosts Pimans United. Treaty United travel to Dublin to take on DLR Waves. At 4 o'clock Shelburne welcomes Sligo Rovers to Tolka Park. While at 5 o'clock league leaders Galway United host Waterford. And finally at 6 o'clock Wexford host Bohemians and Athlone Town face Shamrock Rovers at home. There is just 2 Premier Division matches taking place on Monday, with a huge Dublin derby as Shamrock welcomed Bohemians to Tucker Park at 7:45, while Derry City travelled down to Tallaght Stadium to face the league leader Shamrock Rovers at 8 o'clock. And next Friday in the Premier Division, Shamrock Rovers face Galway United in Tallaght Stadium at 7:30. Derry City return to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium as they host Drogheda United. Dundalk welcome Waterford, both of those games are 7:45 kickoffs. And at 8 o'clock, it's another Dublin derby as Bohemians welcome St Patrick's Athletic to Dairymount Park. Finally, on Saturday, Sligo Rovers host Shelburne hoping to get out of the promotion relegation spot. And in the First Division, with all matches taking place at 7:45, Athlone Town take on Finn Harps. Cork City welcome Bray Wanderers to Turner's Cross. Longford Town travel south to face Kerry. UCD play Cove Ramblers hoping to recover from last night's loss. And Wexford host Treaty United at Ferry Carrick Park. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Swanigan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland and Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OT Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.